There's one kind of peach that you have to cut the seed or stone out of. It's real hard to get it.
Call it a cling.
What about the other kind?
There was a cling peach and a... Oh, Lord, we had a name for that.
Did you ever hear soft peach or freestone peach or clear seed peach?
We call them freestone.
Is that the name you're trying to think of?
That's the name I was trying to think of.
And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
Core.
And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making...
Well, you see, we're not in apple country, but I think we call them dried apples.
Did you ever hear the term snits?
Never did.
And what different kinds of nuts grow around here?
Pecans, a few walnuts, chinkapee nuts, and of course, you mean to eat?
Mm-hmm. What's a chinkapee nut?
It's a very small, very delicious nut that grows on almost a shrub or on a tree, and it has a very prickly skin to it. And you peel the skin off, you have a little nut that's very delicious.
It's kind of like a chestnut?
Similar to a chestnut, yeah, but smaller.
But it's not a peanut, though?
Not a peanut.
Do they have peanuts around?
Yes, many peanuts. But
did you ever hear a different name for peanuts?
Goobers.
Is that something you hear around here very much?
Well, the farmer always called them goobers.
What about a kind of nut that's shaped like your eye that you buy at the store? If you probably...
We call them almonds, I think.
Okay. And when a walnut first comes off a tree, it's got a green covering on it that later turns black?
Call it the hull.
What about the part that you crack then?
The shell.
And kind of citrus fruit that grow south of here?
Grapefruit, orange, satsuma.
Or just some more common?
More kind of lemon.
Or something about the size of an apple?
Grapefruit.
Or smaller than that?
Well, you said orange. We call them oranges.
Okay. Say if you had a bowl of oranges, one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
all gone.
And say if you left an apple lying around and it dried up, you'd say the skin was all...
puckered.
Or it'd get smaller, you'd say it was all...
It had shrunk.
Did you ever say it swiveled or shriveled?
I believe we might say shriveled.
Okay.
Right.
What different things do people grow in a garden around here?
Lettuce, cabbage, turnips, collards, radishes, onions, corn, beets, cauliflower, broccoli, parsley. That's about it.
What about something it's green and it's about this size, I guess. It's kind of bristly outside, sort of sticky inside. If you've ever had gumbo, it's used
in
gumbo.
Well, now we are famous for gumbo. In fact, we think we invented gumbo, and we thicken it with filet, uh-huh. But you may be thinking about what we call summertime gumbo, and we thicken it with okra.
Okay. What is filet exactly?
Filet is a ground, dried, citrus leaf, and it thickens it just like okra does. And my family always called, we'd use filet for what we call winter gumbo, which is made with chicken and oysters and filet. In the summer, we made the same dish with chicken.